Hello and welcome to episode 32 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. Something I'm really passionate about is empowering you to embody your femininity and really tune into your body. An incredibly powerful way to do this is by learning about your menstrual cycle. It's a topic that honestly most of us have been severely undereducated on. And if you're anything like me, you probably had one very lackluster class on periods in sex education in high school, which, let's face it, was already pretty terrible. Got thrown some pads and tampons, told to deal with it every single month, and then potentially even ended up being put on the hormonal birth control pill by some old doctor who never really explained the risks. Does that resonate with anybody? Personally, I was on the pill for over 14 years, and it was only a few years ago that I finally got educated about the importance of a healthy menstrual cycle, and subsequently I decided to get off it. Ever since, I've learned so much about my body and have become much more in tune with my body and my feminine energy. It's honestly something I think every human could do to learn more about. On today's episode, I'm chatting with Vianney Lee, a certified life and success coach, menstrual cycle alignment expert, and host of her own podcast called Periods and Power Moves. Vianney is also the founder of Status Flow Collective, an education, empowerment, and coaching business that transforms and elevates your life through the power of your period. The brand's mission is to challenge and disrupt the status quo of menstrual cycles. I was lucky enough to be introduced to Vianney's work earlier this year, and I participated in her very insightful course, Period Power Activism, which I highly recommend to any menstruator out there who is committed to advocating for the rights of others and wants to figure out how to sustain their energy to do so through the power of syncing their activism efforts with their cycle. Honestly, this course is awesome, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes for you if you're keen. Vianney and I caught up recently to chat all things periods. Plus, you better believe I spun the conversation towards sex as well. In this episode, we explore the four phases or seasons of the cycle, the five hormones involved in our cycle, the difference between the male and female hormone systems. This was fascinating. Your cycle as a marker and indicator of health, how to optimize your cycle, the best time in your cycle to have sex, healing period pain through sex as well, and so much more. It's honestly such an insightful interview, and I know you're going to love listening to this chat with Vianney. Something that I want to point out before we get started as well is that it's important that we recognize that not all women have periods, and not all people who have periods are women. I want to acknowledge that many women don't have a menstrual cycle due to health factors, and that many people who menstruate may be agender, non-binary, or trans folks. So please keep this in mind as you enjoy this episode. Now, without further ado, let's talk about cycles and sex. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now, let's unleash your inner sensualista. Hello, Vianney, and welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk to you.
So I've shared a little bit about you in the show intro already, but I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about your work. You know, what makes you so passionate about periods and menstrual cycle education?
Oh, what makes me so passionate about periods and menstrual cycle education? First of all, I never expected to be in this line of work. It came as a complete surprise. It's kind of like hit me around the head, really, and was like a real, I'm going to use the word violent calling, to be honest with you. but I used to struggle quite badly with my PMS and my symptoms and my cycle and painful disruptive cycles. And I was actually diagnosed with something called PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, a couple of years ago. And when I discovered I was actually dealing with a hormone-based mood disorder that was cyclical, it made so much sense as to why I was, you know, going on these repeat cycles of falling out with loved ones, you know, having lots of arguments with my fiance, my husband at the time, my now husband, and, you know, really struggling with keeping that momentum going, whether it be in my entrepreneurial career or when I was working in corporate jobs. Everything just seemed like a real roller coaster. And I had one night where I had, I would say it was like a hormonal breakdown, and really, really struggled to understand what was going on with my emotions, my mental health, my well-being. And I started doing a bit of research after that. I just call it like the night of the dark soul, where I was literally screaming out to God, like, why are you doing this to me? I didn't understand why I was feeling like I was taking like a couple of steps forward and then 100 steps back, and everything was always up and down. And I done my own research, and I kind of like Googled severe PMS, because I was talking to my mum asking whether her symptoms were so severe when she was, you know, growing up, younger, whatever. And she actually mentioned that her symptoms were quite severe at some time. So the word severe never actually came to my mind until I heard that come out of her mouth. So I actually Googled severe PMS, and I came across PMDD, which I didn't even know what that was, didn't even know it existed, didn't even know people were suffering from this. And I found a community and found resources and kind of tools to guide me through figuring out whether this is what I was experiencing. So I started tracking my cycle and doing all the things that the resources said that I should do to take to my GP to see whether I could be referred to a specialist. And, you know, at the time I was feeling quite ashamed and embarrassed as to why I was so, in speech marks, hormonal, right? And I actually took my husband with me to the appointment to the doctors, and I was referred to a specialist, and a couple months later I was diagnosed with it. And my options for healing or recovery or management was to just deal with it, to go on SSRIs, antidepressants. And I was even given the option to have a hysterectomy. So to be honest with you, I have experienced quite a holistic journey through witnessing my mother heal from breast cancer when I was around 11 years old. She completely changed her lifestyle around, and, you know, everything with like her diet, her lifestyle, her mindset, her spirituality, everything just completely shifted. And I saw her completely heal. And, you know, she's still here with us today. So I knew that there had to be other options for me. And I just decided to take my health into my own hands. And when I recognized that there was this underlying kind of like wisdom and magic behind your menstrual cycle, it wasn't just a thing that happened to you, that's when it clicked. That's when I was like, whoa, there's something that's been completely missing here from our education as women or people with uteruses. And I just became obsessed. I became obsessed and really started, you know, noticing things about my cycle and sharing what I was learning and reading and researching. And it was really strange, actually, Eleanor, because I studied cosmetic science at university and also had an undergraduate degree in health studies. Oh, I learned about the hormonal system and the endocrine system and anatomy, biology and physiology. And it's funny because when something like this happens, you realize that you were preparing for it. Your life has been preparing you to take on that challenge of showing up in a bigger way so that you can help others that have been going through something similar as you or think that they're suffering alone. So I'm super passionate about it because it's completely changed my life and my relationships and my business and just my inner peace.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. I think that's so beautiful as well, what you said about your mom and seeing her heal and having that as an example of how you actually can heal your own body and not have to rely, you know, on typical traditional Western medicine if it's not, you know, absolutely necessary. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so with periods, right, I know that a lot of my listeners are menstruators and will be incredibly intrigued to learn more about their periods. It's something that for me, I know I had my eyes opened to this I feel like in the past 4 years, you know, going down that kind of more spiritual, like wellness, holistic health path, and realizing that, you know, I'd been on the pill for 14 years, put onto it as a kid. You know, I think I was probably only 14 when I went on it. And I think the story is one that a lot of women, a lot of people can resonate with, that we weren't told anything about really the side effects, the implications of it, what it really did. I only found out when I was like a 27 or something, just before I actually went off it, that it wasn't giving you a real period. I thought that each month I was getting my period and it was just like whatever, but it was a chemically induced bleed and I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's you know, it's an awakening now because there's so many people that are becoming more clued up to what's going on with their bodies and taking back that ownership and, you know, stop looking for solutions outside of themselves. But, you know, you're absolutely right. It starts so young. You're about 13, 14, when you can start going on to birth control. But there's girls that are as young as 8 or 9 that start their periods. And it's like a rite of passage where you automatically go on to birth control, right? And I just think it's just so important for you to understand that sometimes when you go on to birth control, to understand why you're going on to it. Because if you're trying to prevent pregnancy, then we're only fertile for 4 to 5 days out of our cycle. If you're trying to clear up symptoms, you may end up with more symptoms than you already that you originally started with, right? It's just really about educating yourself and asking those questions. Why am I doing this? And how is this going to help or hinder me, right?
Absolutely. And I think that so often we take this, you know, really quick fix, band-aid solution to our health. Like, oh, I'll just take this thing and that'll just fix everything. And we're just getting so disconnected to our bodies and not listening to them and actually understanding what they're telling us. And I know that our menstrual cycle is often referred to as our fifth vital sign. I think it's Lisa Hendrickson-Jack who wrote that book called The Fifth Vital Sign. And it's so true because it does actually tell us a lot about our bodies. And so I'd love for you to share with our audience the different phases of the menstrual cycle, because we know, or we're going to learn today, that it's much more than just your period each month. There's so much more to it. And I'd love for you to take us through those phases and what each phase means and the different indicators and all that goodness that you have to share with us.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Reiterate what you've just said about your menstrual cycle is your fifth vital sign. I think it's super important that anyone that's listening to this podcast and they don't know anything about their menstrual cycle, that their menstrual cycle is a thing, right? Or that it's something to actually help make your life easier. It's there for you to actually utilize as a source of power, right? I really want you to understand that when you're hearing us say that your menstrual cycle is your fifth vital sign, it's just like your doctor would check your temperature, your pulse, your respiratory rate, your blood pressure. Your menstrual cycle is just as an important marker of health when it comes to those things. So, you know, we haven't been taught this stuff as kids, but, you know, sadly, most women don't have a clue how their bodies work, until they start thinking about having kids, or they're dealing with something super serious with their health. So anyway, we're here now. So let's talk about the four phases of the menstrual cycle. So there are actually, if we actually go back a little bit, I want to talk a little bit about the five hormones that drive the menstrual cycle experience, which is estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, follicular stimulating hormone, and luteinizing hormone. Now, these hormones blends, right? They change up to four times during the course of your menstrual cycle. And those four changes actually create those four phases of your menstrual cycle. And those four phases are your follicular phase, your ovulatory phase, your luteal phase, and your menstrual phase, which is your bleed phase, your actual period, right? Now, if we were to simplify this and speak to this experience in a way that helps people connect with it in a way that they're very familiar with, we could actually say that your menstrual cycle reflects nature, because we actually are nature. We actually reflect that experience. So when you think about those four seasons that we experience here on Earth, spring, summer, autumn, winter, and those cyclical changes, you know, the blossoming of the trees, the longer nights of summer, the more, you know, high intensity energy of summer, the slowing down, the grounding down, the kind of like irritation that autumn can sometimes bring, and then the winter of, you know, resting, restoring, hibernation. That is exactly how your menstrual cycle can actually appear if your hormones are balanced and you're working to pay attention, respect, and honor every single phase of your cycle. It can actually be like those four seasons. So it's absolutely incredible. In each season or phase, I'm going to use those words interchangeably, hold a unique superpower for you. Multiple superpowers, but it's really incredible, because as you, let's just say with your follicular phase, so that's your spring, so you've just finished bleeding, you suddenly start feeling more energy, your creative mind starts activating, and you're able to, you know, plan, set intentions, create big visions, really make those connections clearer. You're so much more playful during this time. And then the next week, you go into your inner summer. And that inner summer is when, if we're talking about like from a hormonal standpoint, your estrogen, which is that feel-good hormone, and testosterone, which is not just a male sex hormone, women have that hormone as well, peaks. So you have more sexual energy, more desire. You're actually more attractive during this time. Did you know that your face actually changes during this time? Your lips get fuller, your curves get curvier, and you're actually releasing these pheromones. But yeah, during this inner summertime, you have this creative superpower of communication. So you're able to really speak in a way that comes from a place of your higher self, right? You're really able to communicate your message more clearly. You're able to be more of a nurturer and do all of these things. And then, you know, you can move, as you move out of that phase and your hormone levels start dropping a little bit into your luteal phase, which is your inner autumn, sometimes given a bad reputation because of things like PMDD, PMS, you know, mood problems. But this phase is really a time for you to turn inwards. And I think that's where we've all got it twisted. We think that we want to keep going and going and going and live off that high of your follicular and your ovulatory phase, when really it's a shift, there's a change in gear for you to slow down And I think that's where we've missed the mark, and that's where so many problems happen. But that inner autumn time is such a special time if you surrender to the actual experience. And then your inner winter is your bleed phase. And, you know, I think we've been kind of, again, conditioned to pop a pill, take a Band-Aid approach to dealing and sitting with our symptoms without any judgment, right? And that this inner winter time is really a time for visioning and clarity. And believe it or not, just, you know, if you're sitting here thinking, huh, what, how, I had the worst periods ever. When you start working with your cycle, this can be a really powerful, intuitive time for you to get those soul messages of what steps to take next in your life, in your business, in your career, in your relationships. If we just stop and actually rest, it's an inbuilt time to rest. And I think that's where we've kind of gone wrong, where we think that we need to be busy all the time and producing and being productive. So that's the magic of your menstrual cycle. If you look at it at those with those seasons.
So incredible. Honestly, when I first heard about this idea of our cyclical seasons, I was blown away. It just makes so much sense, and it gives so much permission. We were talking about this just before we started the interview, just this idea of permission to rest. Like, oh, what an exhale. Like, what a relief.
It's so good when you give yourself permission to rest, like guilt-free rest.
Yes, and absolutely, like knowing that by resting intentionally at certain times, that it's going to help everything else in your cycle. It's going to make your summer phase even more like amazing and energetic if you allow that rest in your winter phase. And I'd love to kind of juxtapose this for anybody who's like, okay, so now, okay, I'm understanding that we have these seasons as menstruators, and with this, our hormonal system. What about the like masculine, the male hormonal system? How does that differ? Because this is something as well that really blew me away when I understood the difference between us being cyclical throughout like a 28-day cycle, and then the masculine being quite different.
Yeah, it's very different. so we actually replicate a 28-day cycle, which also matches the moon, the lunar phases as well. But the male hormonal cycle is completely different. They do have a hormonal cycle, but it's a 24-hour cycle. So instead of having like a month-long cycle, men go through their entire hormonal cycle in a 24-hour period, which, you know, is, it just goes to show that we as women have been trying to live in alignment with that male hormonal cycle, thinking that we need to do everything in 24 hours. Not saying that men need to do everything in 24 hours, but they're bodies are changing at a 24-hour period every single day. So in the morning, their testosterone is the highest, right? That makes them really energetic and like, you know, focused, competitive. They want to go and like do that HIIT workout in the morning, right? Or have sex in the morning, right? They're just, it's the best time for them to do those type of things. And then in the afternoon, their testosterone is a little bit lower, but they're still like focused, and but that's when it's a great time for them, if they're in a working environment, to like have meetings or to like brainstorm ideas or to kind of like, I don't know, go for lunch or something with like a date or something. And then in the evening, their testosterone is at its lowest. So, you know, winding down, enjoying relaxation time with friends, family, whatever, so they can recharge and start that exact same cycle again. right? So it's very, very different to the women's hormonal cycle. But it's really interesting, and I'm glad that you highlighted that, because a lot of people don't know that men actually follow a hormonal cycle at all.
Yeah, I think it really provides some context that, like, yeah, we're all hormonal, we're all cyclical, but very differently. And depending, you know, what kind of hormones you've got going on, like, it's either this 24-hour or this 28-day, and that's such a difference. Like, for us to be, you know, we're raised in a patriarchy, and I bang on about the patriarchy all the time, but, you know, we're marinating in this since we're born, and we're constantly conditioned to be like, you must do this like a dude. You must exist in this 24-hour up, do the thing, then go to bed. And it's just, that's not the way that we work.
Yeah.
And if we, and when we tap into our cyclical nature and that full seasonal cyclical embodiment, that's when we see ourselves, like, really step into our power. But it's only through actually learning about this stuff, you know, through people like you who can educate us about what this means and how we can really harness it. Like, it's not until we learn that we can really tap in properly and stop, like, blaming ourselves. Because I think for so long, this was me, and I know it's the story for a lot of people out there, blaming ourselves for, like, why am I so exhausted today? And, like, why am I energetic one day and then I'm not the next? And why am I this? And, you know, it can make us feel, for lack of a better word, crazy. Like, we can be just driven mad by this quote unquote inconsistency. But it's not inconsistent. It's very consistent, actually. But it's just not a daily thing. It's a monthly thing.
It's very consistent, and it's very predictable, right? We are actually predictable, and that you can take that as a good thing, right? You can take that and get excited about that predictability in your life, or you can take that in a way that doesn't focus so much on the positives. But I like to see it as a positive, because at the end of the day, I like to plan, right? I've got a business, I've got clients, I've got a relationship, I've got family, I've got friends, and I like to plan and make sure that I'm optimizing my hormonal advantage at every single point. And I think that when you're aware that you can do that, it is such a game changer, and it allows you to sharpen in a different way. It allows you to be so much more expansive and so much more confident. I think this the missing piece to the puzzle of really finding that self-motivation, that inner peace, and that confidence.
Gosh, so powerful. I love this. Honestly, it's been such a game changer for me, learning this and really taking the time to honor myself. Like, we had a chat before we started recording about what day we're on. I'm on day 4 right now, and I spent the first 2 days of my cycle doing absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And it was glorious. Like, I spent all day in bed. I watched some Netflix. I had my tarot out, and it was just so wonderful. And I felt amazing for doing it. And ever since I've given myself that permission to do nothing on especially day 1, it's changed everything. My energy just is so much more consistent when I get to those, you know, more spring, summer phases of my cycle. I can get shit done. I can, like, really power through and get really creative. And then I allow myself that rest. And it's just, it's a game changer.
It really is. And it's, I like to say now, like, I used to dread my periods. A lot of my clients used to dread their periods. But now, like, when I come on my period and I have that day 1, that day 2, that rest, it literally feels like Christmas Day. Like, it's an event. Like, I plan and make sure that I've got, you know, all of the things that's going to really nourish my mind, my body, and my soul. And sometimes it's not, you know, doing all of the things. Like, sometimes I pull my cards as well. I'll do, like, an oracle deck or whatever. And then sometimes it is just a day of Netflix, and it's just a day or a 3-hour bath, or just laying in bed, or just being on the sofa. But knowing that you've got that to look forward to, because who can actually raise their hand and say, I actually have a date scheduled with myself to rest? Now, knowing that you can do that every single month, it's a game changer.
It really is. Oh my gosh. So I hope that everybody is feeling very inspired to learn more about their cycles and really, really dive into understanding your own phases. So before we go on to talk more about sex, which we're definitely getting to, I'd love to just ask you, Vianney, to share, you know, how would you recommend people to get started if they're like, I want to know about this cyclical thing. I want to have a self-care day on day one. How do they get started? What's the first step to understanding and working with your cycle?
The first step, I would say, is to say yes to yourself. Like, yes, you deserve to claim back your body, claim back your power. Like, say yes, you deserve all of the goodness that comes from aligning with your cycle and being more attuned to that rhythmic flow that you have, which is super powerful. So saying yes to yourself. And then the second step, I would say, is start tracking your cycle. And how you can do that, I've actually got a free guide, actually. If you go to the link in my bio on my Instagram, it's called The Perfect Flow Formula, and it's a jam-packed guide with a downloadable menstrual cycle tracker, which you can use to, you know, start noticing some detail, some patterns, some little telltale signs of where you're at every single day. I've also got in there how you can start self-caring at each phase of your cycle, because how you would, you know, do some self-care in your winter isn't the same as how you do it in your summer. So it's like a full checklist of how you're going to self-care. Also, in order to start balancing your hormones so you can stop that wild ride, there's something that you can start doing called the seed cycling method. And I've got a cheat sheet and a video in that guide as well on how you can start using the seed cycling method to balance and regulate your hormones. And yeah, so check out, I would say definitely check out that guide. I think it's got everything you need to get started, especially if you're like completely a newbie, brand new, like beginner. Even if you haven't got regular cycles, there's going to be something in there for you within that free Perfect Flow Formula guide.
Amazing. We'll put that in the show notes as well so everybody can find that. We'll get a link in there for you. And also seed cycling. I've been doing seed cycling for a while now, and that's so helpful, especially like for me dealing with healing endometriosis. That's been so helpful.
Brilliant. It sounds crazy. Like, how are seeds going to help me? But just trust us on this, guys.
Yeah, definitely give it a go. It's amazing. I mean, nature is so powerful. It's just incredible that it can have such an impact on us. Okay, so let's get into, you know, the spicy side of things. Mm. So given that my work is all about sensuality, sexuality, and feminine embodiment, what I'd love to do is for us to take a look at the cycle from this perspective and talk more about how we can now use our knowledge of our cycle and our phases to have better sex. So we've mentioned a couple of things about, you know, feeling a little bit flirtier in this phase, and especially considering men's sex drive as well. I'd love for us to explore, when is the best time in our cycle to have sex?
Oh my goodness, definitely in your follicular and your ovulatory phase. So when it depends on how many days you bleed for. So I'm just going to use myself as an example. So I normally have about 4 days bleed. So that would take me up to day 4 of my cycle. So you start counting from day 1 as the day of like full flow blood. And then after day 4, you start going into your follicular, your spring and your summer, right? And how you can actually imagine this. So what we were talking about earlier with the male hormonal cycle, they have testosterone up and down their bodies every single day, right? But for women, the first half of our cycle is more, I would say it's more masculine, right? It's the more of the yang energy. So that is the phase of your cycle that you are definitely going to be more turned on. You're definitely going to be more open to being flirty and having sex. And during your ovulation phase as well, there's probably about 2 or 3 days before you ovulate where it is literally like, you can call this like rabbit week. where you're just on it, like, and if you're with a partner, they can sense that as well, right? So the first half of your cycle, most definitely. However, you know, when you go into your luteal phase, that first half of your luteal phase, because it's about 10 to 14 days, it's the longest phase of your cycle, that first half can still be quite active for you as well. And also it's a really great way to release any pent-up anger, right? Any irritation that you may have, whether you're having like solo sex or you're having sex with a partner. And even, little top tip here, even maybe a day or two before you actually bleed, sometimes you get that desire to be sexual as well. In a nutshell, your ovulation phase is that time for you to get it in.
Amazing. And so when we're talking about the ovulation phase, now this is when we're most fertile. And I actually do have an episode that for anybody who's interested in listening, it's, I can't remember the number right now, but I'll put in the show notes. It's called Know Your Yoni. And this is where I spoke with Liz Burton all about fertility awareness and the fertility awareness method. So that's something that we can reference. But when we're ovulating, this is when, you know, we are the most fertile. And it's essentially our bodies are like, you know, make a baby, make a baby, make a baby. And that's why we feel so much like hornier and we're like, yeah, let's get it on. Because our body is sending us those messages that this is the time you're able to get impregnated. So make it happen. So of course we kind of need to be careful if that's not on the cards for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's 4 to 5 days where we are the most fertile. Our bodies are designed in such a way that, you know, you can't question what it's actually doing, right? You cannot question it. Those 4 or 5 days of your ovulation phase is the time that our bodies are actually gearing us up to find a mate and to reproduce, like, ultimately, that's what it's trying to do. But, yeah, that ovulation phase is super, super powerful. And, you know, depending on how much knowledge you want to take in with this, but you can actually share this information with your partner as well, right? Like, make it fun. Tell them this is the week, or I'm feeling like this right now, or, you know, maybe in your luteal phase, I'm going to need more stimulation at this time, because everything changes week by week.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So I know that, like, literally our bodies change every single day because of the hormones changing within us. And so there's going to be different phases where we feel more sensitive to pain, more sensitive to pleasure. And also the cervix moves up and down throughout the cycle, right? So how does that impact our, you know, potential sex life, and what type of sex we might be more aligned to at different phases?
So yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The cervix does move up and down, so it's higher during your ovulation phase, so you can have like deeper, more penetrative sex during that time. And then, like, in the latter part of your luteal phase, you're gonna need either more like foreplay or just more time, or maybe some lubrication during that time if you are having penetrative sex. So yeah, it's really important that you understand that there are different times where your sex drive will be heightened, sex will be more pleasurable, you might have better orgasms, you might get to the point where you know the exact day that you are going to have multiple orgasms. Or it's a day for that, right?
Oh my gosh, amazing. Can you imagine? Be like, hey, babe, it's multiple orgasm day.
It's multiple orgasm day. Get that in the diary. Get that on the home calendar. But yeah, so it's like, you know, I would say, like, after you finish bleeding, your follicular phase, it's all about having fun, right? Just be playful. You know, because estrogen is rising, like, you are going to be more lubricated, but it's still kind of like not in like full supply. So yeah, just pay that in mind. So just have loads of fun during that time. And like in your ovulatory phase, it's all about you are the most like you're the most primed for receiving. So you really are going to be the most wet during that time. And then your luteal phase, I think, is more about communicating, right? Really communicating what it is that you need, or what it is that you really, really want. You can still have like enjoyable sex during your premenstrual phase, your inner autumn, your luteal. I'm using all of these words interchangeably. And you can still have a really strong sex drive, but it will start to wean off a little bit towards the later half of your cycle. And yeah, during your bleed phase, you probably just want to rest. But if you don't, you can still have sex, but you just have to bear in mind that it's not going to be as easy. Your cervix is going to be a lot lower, but it's preference, right?
I think that this is so, so vital for us to know, because again, going back to this idea of us thinking that we have to do everything like a dude, like do life like a dude, do our work like a dude. Like it's the same with sex. We are so conditioned, you know, to see everything through the male gaze and the male perspective. And even sex, you know, regardless, like from the fact that we are completely different, we have very different organs and they work very differently. I still have so many clients of mine who come to me and say like, oh, you know, I just don't understand, you know, like I can't seem to orgasm. I can't seem to, you know, really get into the moment. And it's because, you know, their partner is probably doing like a few pumps and they're done. Yeah. And it's like there's a lack of communication, there's a lack of foreplay, there's a lack of understanding that our bodies take time. And so now that we can understand that, oh, my body is very different and receives pleasure and experiences pleasure very differently every day of my cycle, like that's so empowering for us to know that. It's just, it's so important that we know, because I think so many people and a lot of my clients have said that they feel so confused, because sometimes they really like this kind of sex and sometimes they don't. And their partner especially, and like I hope that I have some men listening to this as well, because it's so, so wonderful for them to know that we're not the same every day. We don't feel the same every single day. So that move that like just got like struck gold last week, this week maybe her cervix is lower and it is going to be painful, mate.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I love how you have been saying like we've been trying to do it like a dude. Like it's absolutely spot on. And, you know, there's music and there's, you know, songs like that Jessie J song, like do it like a brother, do it like a dude. Like we have to wake up and realize that we're not, you know, Alyssa Vitti, the hormone expert, the author of In the Flow, she says, you know, women are not little men. We're not little men. We have a completely different biological makeup. Our biochemistry is changing up to 25% in our brains every single week due to our menstrual cycle experience. And that affects everything. So it's really, I think, you know, just listening to this right now is really going to help shift things for you. And when you have that awareness, it is really the gateway to start making a change.
Wow. 25% each week.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh gosh, does that explain a lot? Anybody listening, like nodding their head, like, oh my gosh.
You are not the same person every week. And that is okay. It's okay. It's more than okay.
Gosh, if we learned this at school, it would be just the most powerful thing. Mm-hmm. I wish everybody learned this growing up, because it could save so much heartache, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's so, and I honestly do think, you know, going back to the whole patriarchal system, I feel like the world would just be living in much better balance, because a lot of the things that we struggle with come from our ego, and our ego is driven by fear. And I think, you know, when you're not scared of who you can actually be, your potential, your creativity, your sexuality, your power, Like when you're not scared of those things and you just let that go and you let it, you give that, you will not let it go, but you lead with love, really, instead of fear, the world will really be a better place. So many things will be so much more balanced. And that's my whole mission with what I'm trying to do anyway. I'm trying to get people to wake up, to live their lives in a different way that doesn't follow a pre-programmed, outdated system that just doesn't work anymore.
Oh, just got goosebumps. Oh, gosh, that's so powerful. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else around periods and sex. I wanted to ask about period pain and sex, because I have heard some people say that having sex can alleviate cramps. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's really, really interesting. Another thing that we haven't been taught is that our body actually produces these hormone-like substances called prostaglandins, which are natural pain relievers, right? So cramps are a manifestation of so many things, but I actually was talking about this the other day on my Instagram, but it's also a manifestation of eating inflammatory foods. And the more inflammatory foods that you eat, the more of those prostaglandins it will produce. But however, we can produce this other type of prostaglandin, which actually is like popping a Nurofen, right? It actually can heal those cramps so they're not so severe. But when we talk about sex, it depends. It really does depend on whether you're doing things to really sync with your cycle. You know, I always like to go back to your beliefs become your biology. If you really do believe that having sex and you've got cramps is going to be painful, best believe your body will make it painful for you. So it's all about changing your thought behind it. Like really catch your thoughts when you're having these experiences. Choose for it to be easy. Choose for it to be pain-free. Choose for it to feel loving and kind and whatever. But yeah, no, I personally think that is down to individual biological makeup. It's not the same experience for everyone. There's a lot of underlying factors. But give it a go, right? Give it a go. If you are having painful periods and your sexual energy is high and you'll turn on and you can have sex, or you know, you can masturbate, do it. It's like, you know, when they say when you have sex and you can relieve headaches that way, it's the same. So yeah, I would definitely say give it a go.
Amazing. Yeah, I think that our viewpoint around it and our mindset around it definitely can, oh gosh, it can be very, very powerful. And yeah, like you said, you know, maybe you're not feeling like partnered sex, but maybe you still are feeling turned on, but you just can't commit to like a, you know, full session with a partner. Yeah. But yeah, go for that self-pleasure. Like it's such an empowering thing, and it's something that I definitely am a huge advocate of, self-pleasure, because you know, understanding our own bodies and kind of honoring our own bodies and reclaiming our pleasure is a huge part of what I advocate. So I think that's a very important thing to do. Oh, amazing. Okay, I could talk about this for hours, but well, I think we'll leave it at that for now. It was so, so wonderful to have you on, Vianney. And can you share with us where we can find you and a little bit more about your upcoming program as well?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Eleanor. Honestly, you know, we said we were going to have such a great time talking about this, and we've done that. I really, really enjoyed this conversation. So where you can find me is on Instagram at statusflow.co. And I've also got a YouTube channel called Status Flow Collective, and also a podcast, Periods and Power Moves. And you can find that where all the podcasts are broadcasted. And then, yeah, so I'm gearing up for another round of my signature program, Flow Zone Alchemy, which is a proven method to really help you to stop worrying about when your period is going to start, you can let that go and really start maximizing the magic of your monthly cycle. So that will be coming later on this year. And if you're interested, you can go to the link in my bio on Instagram and join the wait list to get some money off before it starts, actually. So yeah, I hope to find everyone over on Instagram and just jump in and say hello on the DMs. I love speaking to people in DMs. So thank you so much.
We'll put all of those links as well into the show notes so you can grab them and find Vianney over on Instagram as well. Thank you again so much. It has been such a pleasure chatting with you. I adore your work. I think you're fabulous. And this conversation was so, so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope everybody enjoyed this wonderful conversation, and I hope that you're feeling inspired to really tap into the power of your menstrual cycle. As always, stay sensual.